President Bush turns 60 years old on July 6th. Whether or not you get invited to his party, you can send him a greeting. A New York City performance artist is traveling the country with an old typewriter and a stack of birthday cards, inviting people to send their wishes to the president. NPR's Robert Smith caught up with her in Prospect Park in Brooklyn.
If President George W. Bush were 5 years old, this is what his birthday party would be like. Performance artist Cheryl Oring has decorated a spot next to the merry-go-round.
We have some white balloons that say Happy Birthday, Mr. President.
A pink elephant birthday cake.
And Kool-Aid. Don't forget the Kool-Aid.
In the middle of the festivities, Oring sits at a dainty white table, her fingers ready at the teal royal deluxe manual typewriter.
Would you like to send a birthday card to the president?
Oring has taken her secretarial skills to a new artistic level. She's done similar performance works in Berlin and in Manhattan during the Republican National Convention. The idea is simple. You say it, she types it.
I feel like people have a lot to say, that this is a really amazing method to get at what people are thinking.
Romeo Lorenz walks by with his two kids and does a double take and stops. Like everyone this afternoon, he asks the same two questions. What is this? And can I really say anything?
Dear Mr. President.
He sits across from Oring, who keeps a perfect posture and a blank expression on her face.
Not everyone sees 60, especially the neighborhoods that I come from. Even though I think you could have done better, the work you've accomplished is a little above average.
It turns out above average would be the nicest thing anyone says all day. Brooklyn is a Democratic stronghold, but even hardcore Bush haters find themselves strangely polite when facing a birthday card.
Dear Mr. President, I hope you can find the strength to get us out of the mess you've gotten us into. Best wishes. Jay Levy.
Dear Bush, continue to be a good president and work on your skills to be a better president. Love, Shanice.
Oring pulls the cards out of the typewriter, folds them, stamps them, and puts them in an envelope addressed to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The scene is made even more surreal by the fact that Mr. Bush isn't the only birthday boy in the park today. A few yards away, 4-year-old Kieran is giving the president a run for his money with a Scooby-Doo theme and a piñata. The father, Tim Kuzak, says when it comes to birthdays, every kid is a commander-in-chief, including his own Kieran.
You know, he's a big boy now. He can wash himself. He can pick out his own clothes. The president's still struggling with some of these things. I got him eat pretzels by himself.
By the late afternoon, President Bush's birthday party is winding down, and Cheryl Oring's fingers are getting tired and covered with carbon copy ink. Over the next month, she'll take the birthday project to a selection of cities that spell out the word birthday. B for Brooklyn, I for Indianapolis, then Raleigh, Tampa, Houston, Des Moines, Albuquerque, and Yosemite. The beautiful thing about the project, she says, is that it will seem totally different in each place.
People think that I am whatever they are. So if they're a Democrat, they tend to think that that's what I'm out there doing. But like I said, I've had Republicans also think that I'm a Republican and that I'm out there. It morphs into whatever people want to see it as.
And will President Bush have any response? Oring has no idea, despite all of the postcards and letters she's typed to the president during her art projects. She's never called up to see if he got them. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.